From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, we'll check in on the Washington Marathon, that's also known as the Congressional Debate on the Iraq War Resolution. First, though, we usually begin this program with a topic that is big. Today, we'll go small, microscopic, in fact. But it's a topic with big promise that has spurred big controversy. It's the debate over embryonic stem cells. Scientists are excited about these cells. They may be useful in treating heart problems and also diseases like Parkinson's and diabetes. But to harvest these cells, you have to destroy human embryos. President Bush has vetoed only one piece of legislation since he took office, and that was a bill to expand federal funding for stem cell research. Now Congress is trying again. Despite the limited federal funding, research is going forward thanks to private money and some state governments. Here in California, voters approved a $3 billion bond measure a little more than 2 years ago. Today, some of that money is being released. From member station KQED, Sarah Varney has the latest.
In the 2 years since California's stem cell initiative passed, scientists in charge of the project have had the Herculean task of creating a brand new state agency. They had to set up shop, fend off lawsuits, determine ethical guidelines, devise royalty payment formulas, and figure out which research projects to fund. So getting the first research grants out the door feels like a big achievement.
This really gets stem cell research itself going in California, and we are absolutely thrilled. It's a big moment for us.
Stem Cell Institute President Zach Hall says today the board is awarding some $24 million to young maverick California scientists with ideas of how to tackle some of embryonic stem cells' more vexing problems. But Hall says because federal funding has been unpredictable, few students have been pursuing the field, so he wasn't sure how many people would apply for the grants.
We asked board approval to fund 30, and we received 231 applications. So this indicates there was a tremendous interest in this, and there's really a pent-up desire to do this research that is sort of released by the availability of this money.
Of course, it's not the money voters originally approved. That's been tied up in lawsuits filed by taxpayer advocates and anti-abortion rights groups. Earlier this week, a state appeals court appeared skeptical of the group's arguments, but the legal challenges are far from resolved. And for now, the Institute's grants are being funded by loans from wealthy philanthropists and a $150 million state loan approved by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Dr. Arnold Kriegstein, head of UC San Francisco's prestigious stem cell program, hopes some of that money will go toward a new research facility at the school. Private donors have already pledged $16 million.
And in an area that's so ethically challenged and where there have been political and financial constraints, I think the security of being able to plan a 5 or 10 year research program with some prospects of having it funded for that whole period of time, provided it's successful, that kind of attraction exists here. And it's difficult right now to work with human embryonic stem cells in other parts of the country with any degree of that kind of assurance of funding.
California research institutions aren't just waiting around for state money. Like UCSF, they've been out soliciting. Private donors have pledged $40 million to Berkeley, $25 million to USC, $10 million to UC Irvine. A handful of states, including New Jersey, Connecticut, Illinois, and Maryland, are also ponying up money for stem cell research. Though the promise of a stem cell economic boom is unproven, states are eager to embrace it anyway.
I think everyone is trying to learn from the California experience, sort of the next generation, if you will, of these kinds of efforts.
Governors in Maine, New Mexico, and now New York are pledging state funds for the study of human embryonic stem cells. Susan Solomon, CEO of the New York Stem Cell Foundation, says New York Governor Eliot Spitzer has proposed a California-style bond to the tune of $1 billion for the controversial science. Solomon says the money is needed to keep top researchers in New York.
Top people are always in demand, but when you have the kind of resources that, you know, have the potential to be available in California, that does make everybody stand up and take notice and say we don't want to have a brain drain, if you will.
Scientists say even the current patchwork of state initiatives will help them better understand the value of human embryonic stem cells. Critics say the new field isn't a good investment, and states shouldn't be so quick to throw money at the as-yet unfulfilled scientific promise. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney in San Francisco.